So welcome to my session introducing the Kubernetes Checkpoint Restore Working Group. Please be quiet. Thank you. So this talk will be, as the title suggests, about a Kubernetes Checkpoint Restore Working Group. It's a very short talk. I only have 10 minutes. And there's no time for questions. So if you have any questions, please catch me later somewhere, and then we can talk about it. So why did we create the Kubernetes Checkpoint Restore Working Group? So there's a bit of history. So I'm personally working on Checkpoint Restore for, I don't know, a long time, 16 years probably. And since the last 6 years, we have been focusing trying to get Checkpoint Restore working in Kubernetes. And the reasons why we want this, the use cases, that's an interesting side story kind of. If you look at the last 25 years of papers written about Checkpoint Restore outside of the context of containers also, it's always the same. It hasn't changed. If you read a paper from 20 years ago, the reasons why people want to have this are probably still the same. So this is mainly you want to have fault tolerance, you have a workload running, and for whatever reason you want to protect it, if some of the resources in your cluster are failing, you want to have a point where you can continue running your workload without starting from the beginning. Another use case is, which has come up in the last years, is more in the last years, is fast startup time. This is mainly people are using this with Java applications today. So you initialize your Java application, you take a checkpoint, and then you restore it from the checkpoint, and it will start much faster. And the thing why people are really interested in the last years is better resource utilization. So you have a cluster, Kubernetes or not, and you want to redistribute your workload, you want to rebalance your workload, and without stopping the workload, without losing any progress. And so this is also a reason why you would like to maybe use Checkpoint Restore to migrate your workloads. And especially the resource utilization part has become interesting in the last years with GPU.